Okay, so Simon Kofei Sif Aleph. We're still talking about Kavush. We mamish haven't moved anywhere. So this idea of Kavush Kimevushal appears a number of places in Shas, in Chulin and in Pesachim, that Shmuel says Meliach is Kiroseach and Kavush is Kimevushal. And as we said, Kavush is a solid in liquid. What is the definition of a liquid for these purposes? So the Tshuvas HaRash says, quoted by the Prima Gadim, that it has to be liquidy enough that the Davar Gush is misnoeya bitocho. So it doesn't have to be mamish a Davar Nozel, but enough that it could move around in it. So that's why when we're talking about Yavish B'Yavish, there is no din of Kavush. And like we said, the din by the Natila in the mouse case from Simon Kof Dalet is a Chumra Yaseira. Now, the Gemara refers to the din of Kavush Kamevushal in a number of places, but it doesn't actually tell you what the definition of Kavush is and how long it takes and what types of liquids we're talking about and the like, which is why there's so much discussion as to what we're talking about, because the Gemara doesn't fill in any of the details. It's interesting, actually. The Rambam does not quote this halach of Kamevushal at all. At least where you'd expect him to. He does paskin in Mishnayos, at least in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, where you'd want the din to be, it's not mentioned anywhere, which is very strange, because we almost certainly accept the din of Kavush Mevushal. If you want to take a look, I don't want to get into it now, but the Archa Shulchan has a mahalich trying to explain where and how the Rambam paskins the Salachar, why he doesn't, and the like. But Lamaisa, we do accept Kavush Mevushal. The question is, again, how long and what? So the Rush in Avodah Zarah says that in the sugya over there that we just talked about by Achbar that fell into Shechar, so he says that they're cold. Why does the Shechar become Aser? It must be that it stayed there for a long time, and therefore it's Aser Medin Kavush. Okay, well, how long does it take to be Kavush? So the Ritzva said that it's 24 hours. How do we come up with 24 hours? So the Makor is the Gemara Pesachim Memdal Mebeis that says by Bas B'Chalav, that Bas B'Chalav is a Chiddush, to eat our Likulioma, it would be Mutter, Minat Torah, but Midrabanan, it's Aser, but why is that? It's a Chiddush, Derech Bishal Aser Torah. But you see that fundamentally, after 24 hours, assuming Kulioma means 24 hours, so you see that after 24 hours, Kvisha takes place. What does Kvisha basically mean? For our purposes, Kvisha means that the Kulios. So, in this case, if you soaked your meat in milk for 24 hours, so the milk would be, sorry, the meat would be balea, the milk, and therefore, in the case of other machalos asuros, the meat would be aser, but when it comes to basmachalov, there's no aser deraisa because it's not derech bishul.
When we learned the sugya at the beginning, there were other rishonim that said basmachalov is chiddush, like Rashi said, it's because heter beheter, or you know,
that's true also. Meaning, well, this is derech bishul.
Saying that this is the chiddush of basmachalov, why you can't learn out. Is that a meaning for assuming that
it's a chiddush in both respects? I think it depends on the context where you're talking about. It is a chiddush.
What Mishras does with
Mishras.
But in Chulin, no one makes mention of this chiddush. So I'm saying.
Where would you?
This is Esther Nashi.
Right. So that's exactly Tosus.
Yeah,
that's the way Tosus learns. So your question is, how do you answer for Rashi? Okay. But it's an interesting question you're asking, which is, what would Rashi say? Is Rashi saying there's two chidushim? Is it one? Okay, good point. When we do Asma Chalov, we'll get back to that question. Anyway, so that's opinion number one. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by the Mordechai and others, says no. 3 days. How does it come out with 3 days? Gemara Avodah Zarah, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, by Kankanim of Gayim. So it says you could be machshir these Kankanim that have blios of Isser if you fill them up in 3 days. There you actually have to pour out the Isser every 24 hours. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Gemara Lokach Polto. Just like if you get out the blios in 72 hours, so Mistama, the blios come in 72 hours, and that's how he comes up with his 3-day shear. It's interesting again, because there you have to empty the kankan b'chol yom. But anyway, so that's the other shear. interesting question what you would do with the first raya of the Rosh. It seems like a good raya. Certainly an interesting shaila for the Rambam. There's what to say, and as I said, I would look at the Aruch Shulchan who addresses this with an interesting mahalich, but we'll leave it at that. So we have two opinions as to how long it is. Really a third opinion, which comes up with respect to the next question, which is what type of liquids are we talking about? You know, when you think of kavash, you think of pickling, and when you think of pickling, you don't think of pickling in water. If you put a cucumber in water and let it there for 24 hours, you'd have a waterlogged cucumber, but you would not have a pickle. But okay, maybe we shouldn't be translating kavash as pickling. So the Mordechai notes that Rashi, every single time we talk about kavash, he always mentions chometz. Meaning, say, Rashi does translate the term kavush like pickling. But the problem is that you can't really say that. It's only with vinegar. This is what the Mordechai points out, because it's a Mishnah in Shvius that says Vered Yashan, meaning from the sixth year, Shekavshu B'Shemen Chadash, meaning of the seventh year, it's Chayiv Bibiur. So, unless you're going to say that oil is has vinegar-like qualities, so you see that kvisha is not limited to chomates. You also have a raya against that from the case of the Rush of basar and chalav itar l'kol yoma. So it's a chiddush again, unless this is maybe it's sour milk. I guess you leave out the milk for 24 hours, it's going to feel like vinegar. But anyway, the pashup shot from there as well is that this shouldn't be limited to vinegar. However, it's not just Rashi that seems to be of this view. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba, quoted by the Beis Yosef, who says that we only say Kavash Mevoshel by Dvarim Charifim, like Melach or Chometz. Melach, like brine, right? As you know, there's two types of pickles. There's you make pickles in brine and pickles with vinegar. And he brings a Raya, very interesting Raya, which is that we say Meliach is Kiroseach and Kavash is Kimevoshel. Okay, what's the raya there? So he understood that kavush is like meliach. Maybe kavush is more than meliach. It's, in other words, meliach is kiroseach tzli, kavush is kimivushel, it's more potent, it's more powerful, but it's like more of the same. Meliach is kiroseach, and kavush, which is even more than meliach, is kimavushal, but they operate in a similar way. So, just like meliach is something sharp, powerful, potent, so too, kavush would have to be something sharp, powerful, potent. As opposed to, if you assume that there's kavush even in water, so really, meliach kiroseach and kavush kimavushal, two totally separate things. That might be okay. It doesn't say that they work in the same way, but they're two totally separate things. One is meliach is kiroseach. That's presumably due to the sharpness of the saltiness, right? And then it's only if it's eno nachal machmas milcho. It's not like a little sprinkling of salt. And then kavush is nudin. Kavush is kimavushal. That has nothing to do with the potency or the like.
You can hear his read in the Ramah before. My Akbar was assuming that Shuman is like Shechar.
Okay.
So how is Shuman?
Well, we're going to assume, I mean, Shechar is not necessarily potent also. Well, the Maisa, we're Machmir, we'll get to it in a moment, but against all these opinions, against the Rashba and Rashi, we assume that there is Kavush, even with water, you don't need anything sharp, at least for Kavush in 24 hours. Now, the other raya that the Rashba brings is the Ram Sachem that says Tzonim Tzonim and Mutter. It didn't sound like there's a shear, right? It just says straight out Tzonim Tzonim is Mutter. If you learn like the Machmirim, like the Ritzvah, so then it's not true. Tzonim Tzonim is sometimes Mutter, sometimes Asar. It depends if it was there for 24 hours or not. Be that as it may, the Beis Yosef concludes, like the opinion of the Rosh and the Ritzvah, that there is a din in Kavush for all liquids, as long as it's there for 24 hours. Now, the Rush himself, though, is a bit complex, because the Rush accepts that, but he also says that there's another type of kavush, namely kavush b'tzir. Kavush b'tzir, it takes place more quickly according to the Rush. That's the Rush in Chulin. And the Rush in Chulin says, Yesh omrim, the kavush b'tzir neser miyad. And then he's Yeshomer Lachar Shir Tzliya. Now, what comes out then from the Rush is the following. L'chora, the simple reading of the Rush, again, we'll get to the Beis Yosef's view in a minute, but the simple reading of the Rush is that this is a din in Meliach. Namely, Meliach and the point is like this, that Meliach is Nasar Miyad when it's the Kedei Klipa, right? That's Meliach Areu Kiroseach, because there's a lot of salt. And then, and the Rush holds, that happens immediately, right? There's another discussion that relates to this, we'll get to it later, which is, does Meliach Aser immediately? The Ram's view is actually that Meliach takes a while to Aser, but the Rush is assuming that Meliach Aser is immediately. So, therefore, when you stick whatever it is, the Iser into brine, which is very salty, so then there's an immediate Iser Kedei Klipa, and then if it stays in there longer, we'll talk about what this year is in a minute, well, but then it's like a fast-acting kavush, an extension of this din of Meliach, and therefore it's Aser Bekulo. So what is that shear? So the Rush says the shear is Kadesh Nenu Ela Or V'Yartiach Levashel. I think what that means is V'Yartiach, meaning it reaches Yatzo Ledispo. So how long would it take to get to Yatzo Ledispo if it's sitting in this brine for that shear, whatever that shear is? So then it becomes entirely Aser. Otherwise, it's only Aser Kadesh Klipa. Why Kadesh Klipa? Because of the din of Meliach Kiroseach. Roseach, and therefore a klipa. Now, so that's the way, that's a simple reading of the Rush. And if that's true, and so it's interesting, where do you come up with that shear? It's like a made-up shear, but again, he's getting it l'chora from kavush kimivushel. So it's not going to be stronger than mivushel, just like mivushel, just like if your mom is put on the fire, well, how long does it take for there to be blios bekulo? Kadei shiat nanuela or biartiach, whatever that is, right? How long it takes to heat up and get hot, and it's right if you put something iser behatar on a pot on a fire and it doesn't get to yatzal lettuce, it's still mutter. Pashup shop, get to sifpei soon, right? But still mutter. So too, you know, we're not going to say that kavush kimivushel, it's quicker than mivushel itself. So therefore, just like the shear for actual bishul is going to be kadeshi nenu ala or v'yartiach, so too it'll be for this quick version of kavush. But because like I said, it can't, there's no blios until it reaches out to lettuce bone. But here it starts the process from scratch, from the moment it interacts. But you're right, it is a made up shear for a made up halacha, and as we said, basically all these shearim in kavush are made up or derived via extrapolation, but it makes sense that that would be the shear. Couldn't be any quicker than bishul.
Would he say that by bishul that even it's hot?
We'll talk about bishul sif base. Now, let's go. So that's the way I would have learned the Rush. And if you learn the Rush this way, then it's limited to tzir, and it's sort of you know, the first halachas, you know, we know it should be limited to tzir, because otherwise mechatesi is going to aser kedei klipa if it's not because of the din, immediately, if it's not because of the din of what? Of meliach kiroseach. So the din also that it's oser bekulo, bechdeshi neno or v'yartiach, is also limited to tzir, it's a din in malach and the like. And then, there is no stira in rushes. However, the Beis Yosef makes a fascinating leap. He says, well, if it's going to apply to tzir, it should also apply to chometz. Now, in terms of metzius, this makes a lot of sense, because we know that the tzir works in a very similar way to chometz, and in other areas we might equate the two, and therefore, you know, why would this happen? Why would this fast-acting din of kavush apply to tzir and not to chometz? So if the Rush applied it to tzir, mistama, he would also agree that it applies to chometz. After all, you know, chometz pickles, tzir pickles, they're the same type of thing.
What do you mean in the Shulchan Aruch in comparison?
Yeah, yeah, the Beis Yosef. Machaber. One guy. Okay. Okay, okay. All right, you're very fancy. Yes. Okay, Shulchan Aruch. You're right. We're going to get to the other writings of Maran shortly. So the Shulchan Aruch makes that leap. Now, I think, Agav, that the leap makes a lot of sense al pishitas Rashi. Right? Because you could ask, what is the shear of Kfisha according to Rashi? So, l'chora, you can't say it's me'es le'es, because after all, the whole source for me'es le'es comes from Basar B'chalav, which isn't chometz. So, it's not going to be me'es le'es. So, it's when we say kavush is kemevushel, and according to Rashi, we're talking about chometz. So, mistama, it's not going to be 3 days, right? There's no makor. Again, the makor for 24 hours doesn't make sense according to Rashi, that we're talking about chometz. The makor of 3 days doesn't make any sense according to Rashi. So,
how do we get rid of the first source?
In other words,
if you think that
kavush is only by chometz, right? Like Rashi seems to hold. Right, so you would never hold of the shear of 24 hours.
So what would...
Now.
What would he call that? The other...
That's a good shaila. It's a shaila, how does he learn Nekamara? I don't know. Chves nishwat. But the point is that the shear of 24 hours is just, it just doesn't make any sense for chometz, right? And certainly the shear of 3 days doesn't make any sense for chometz. So what shear are you going to be? Are you going to, right? Because that was said about wine. So, according to Rashi, it makes sense that the shear would be Kadesh Yalala or Viartiach, because Kavush is Kimavushal, that's the shear of Bishal. And that's what the Beis Yosef writes, in fact, in Avkas Rochel, that what other shear are going to pick? Well, when we say Kavush is Kimavushal, Mistama, that's the shear. Okay. Now, But the Bahag and the Tosos, other Rishonim, make the same cheshbon for Meliach Kiroseach. But I guess we'll leave that for now. Anyway, so it's Mistaber then that what the Beis Yosef said for the Rush is basically because he's adopting Rashi or Rashi's line of thinking. Now, we'll make this a little more precise in a moment when we do the Afkas Rochels. But that's what he's saying, because they're the same din. In other words, the Rosh said what? That Kavesh Betzir becomes Aser Kadeshi ala Or V'Artiach. Now, what din of Kavesh is that? The Beis Yosef is saying that's Rashi's din. And Rashi's din applies to Tzir as well, and would also presumably be Kadeshi ala Or V'Artiach. So it makes sense that when the Rosh says that there's this special din of Kavesh Betzir, that basically what he's saying is, yeah, I hold of 24 hours for regular liquids, but I also accept Rashi's view. I think there's two types of kavush. There's Rashi's kavush, there's the Ritzvah's kavush. So it makes sense then that it wouldn't be limited to tzir. Sorry, it wouldn't be, yeah, but it would include chometz as well. And that's sort of the way that the Beis Yosef is looking at this. And that's why he extrapolates from tzir to chometz. Now,
it would be longer though. That's what we're saying.
No. Chometz are the same. Chometz is the din. What he says in Shulchan Aruch, that chometz and tzir are kadesh yalal or viartiach. Right. This is nothing to do with meliach karoseach. This is Rashi's din in kavush. Rashi's din. If you ask Rashi, Rashi we know holds that there's kavush b'tzir.
Right.
What's the shear? If you ask Rashi, what's a shear? You're going to say, what? Obviously, Kadesh Yalal or Viartiach. There's no other shear. And when the Rosh says that there is this super fast kavush by tzir, so Mistama is saying, yeah, we hold of Rashi as well. In which case, the Mechaber says we should say Huadin Lechometz. But in other words, as opposed to the way I read the Rosh, where I read the Rosh that this is like a extension of Meliach Kiroseach, it has nothing to do with that. Now, according to the Gra, the Beis Yosef was not Mash Vechometz Tetzir with respect to tzir asring miyad kedei klipa. That's only maliach kiroseach. He was only mashva them with respect to the shear of kedei shiyale ala or viartiach, right? So according to the Gra, what I'm saying makes a lot of sense. In other words, the Gra saying that this Rush, who says that there's an isser by kavush for tzir, and hua din chomet is basically adopting Rashi's view of kavush, right? In which case, the chumra of the rush would only apply. Remember, the rush had two halachos, right? He said miyad by tzir. He said miyad kedei klipa and kedei shi'ala yatiach. Kedekulo. The Beis Yosef, when he jumped from Tzir to Chometz, the Gra said he would only jump from Tzir to Chometz with respect to the shear of Kedesh Yalal or Viartiach. Because that's a din in Kavush. It's not a din in Super Meliach. It's a din in Kavush, like Rashi. Right? But the jump would not be made with respect to the din that if it's there immediately, it's Aser Bechdei Klipa, because that's a din in Meliach, right? So the base, the Mechaber is not equating, is not saying, whatever the Rosh said to Tzir, to Chomet, yeah, to Tzir, we're going to apply to Chometz. One of the two dinim will apply. The Rosh said to Alochos, he said a din in by Tzir. One is Meliach Roseach, so immediately it asks Kedei Klipa. Two, Kavush Kimivushel, when it comes to sharp things, happens Kedei Shiala Yor V'Yatiach. Well, that din, it makes sense to jump from Tzir to Chometz. The other din doesn't make any sense, because the other din is based off Meliach Roseach. That's a din Dafka Meliach. It's not a din, it's not a, wouldn't apply to Chometz.
Is it Metzias, that's what we're saying?
Yeah, we don't find...
Meliach is sharp.
The din of, there's two halachos, Meliach Yiroseach and Kavush Kamevoshel. Meliach Yiroseach is only said by salt. We don't find it anywhere else. We don't even say it by cayenne peppers. We'll talk about this later. Chometz has no salt in it. No. Now, yeah, just one second. Now, there's a number of problems with this Graz Mahalich. First of all, Lamaisa the Graz against the Beis Yosef, because it sounds like he even asserted, he was mash for them entirely, even for Kedei Klipa. Sounds like the Beis Yosef learned it was a Kav HaChomer. If this applies to Tzir, it has to, either Hu Adin or Kol Shekein apply to Chometz. Number two is, again, if you're going to learn that the Din is true, if you're going to learn Kavush like Rashi, so again, maybe then it makes sense to jump from Tzir to Chometz. But if you're going to learn, we don't paskin like Rashi, we paskin like the Rosh, and therefore Mechatesi, that they have the same din. Okay, and that gets to the Shach, right, that there's two dinim of Kavush. Fine. All right. So, anyway... So the Gra's pshat is very nice in theory, but it's very difficult to explain the Mechaber, because Mechaber really doesn't sound that way. The Mechaber sounds like he fully equates Chometz to Tzir, right? So I'm just going to say the other pshatim, and then I'll go back to your question. So what then is the pshat in the Mechaber, if not this pshat that we were, you know, that we were suggesting, and the Gra's pshat? So the Sheris Yehuda, quoted by the Shach, noted that actually a resolution to this can be found in the Avkas Rochel, the Chuvos of the Beis Yosef. And he says over there, he wasn't Mashva Chometz Letzir, except that it immediately becomes Aser Bechdei Klipa, meaning to say the exact opposite of the Gra, right? And what din was the Beis Yosef Mashva Chometz Tzir. So the Gra said that's with respect to the Chiddush of Kedeshi and Nenel Orvi Artiach. But the Avkas Rochel said, no, it said in with respect to the din of immediately Asering Kedei Klipa. Now, the Shach, Sifkat and Beis, points out that it doesn't sound that way from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch either. And also, it's a little strange, because why in the world would you equate chometz to meliach for that din that it immediately becomes usser? So if you actually look at the Avkas Rochels, and I sent them to you in email, I don't know if you had a chance to look, there are actually two tshuvos in the Beis Yosef about this, not one. And in the first one I'm calling the Simon Reish Tesvav, and the second one I'm calling Reish Tes Zayin. So the first one is very interesting. He basically says that according to Rashi, Kavush B'chometz wouldn't need to be Me'es Leis, and the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch is because we're Choshish for that. Right, he says, over there, I'll just read it to you, a brief part, if you didn't get to see it inside. In other words, according to Rashi, this is a din in the regular halacha that we know, varim harifim are more effective with respect to blios, as we see in a number of other sugyos. V'kevan debitznon v'chiltis aminan hachi, hu adin l'gabi chometz v'tavlin. If you say it for tznon and chiltis, why wouldn't you say it for chometz and tavlin? Or anything harif. V'hainu d'lo kosev Rashi, shir's man klal. Okay. No. So he says over here for kula would still have to be, it would still have to be shir resicha, because all those halachos are non kulo halachas, right? Like the chiltis things. Now in Simon Reish Tes Zayin, that's when he quotes the Rush, and he says the Rush says kavush b'tzir, the shir is b'kdei shir tiach. Then he says, "V'nira du'a din l'kavush b'chometz." Sorry, that was the Shoel. The Shoel asks basically this shaila, and moreover, he says, "How could you say this? Because then there's a stira in the Rush. Or it's really a stira in the Beis Yosef. Because remember, Beis Yosef and the Rush back in Simon Kuf Dalet." Asked the question, why are we machmir by the mouse and the chometz and shechar? And answered, oh, we're talking about that it was there's man meruba, let's say 24 hours. So what do you see? You see that you have to wait 24 hours even in a case of chometz. So again, in the Rush it's no problem. There's no stira in the Rush because the Rush only said they didn't bite tzir. But it's a problem for the mechaber. So in the second Shuva, as I mentioned before, there the Beis Yosef says the exact opposite of the Gra, that you're right, it's a problem. And when I was machmir for chometz, for immediate use, when I was machmir for chometz, that's only immediate and klipa. In other words, I only transferred one of the dinim of the Rush, not both. Now, so this would answer the question, but the problem is that the Lashon again of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound this way, because the Shulchan Aruch really sounds like we're extending both dinim of the Rush, namely Klipa for immediate and Kulo Kadesh Yartiach from Tzir to Chometz. So the best way to explain the Shita of the Mechaber, and I think the Yad Yehuda might say this, is to combine the two tshuvos, or to be choshish for both of them. Why is he machmir for klipa? That's because of what he says in the second tshuva. And why is he machmir for kulo? That's because of what he says in the first shita, and he's choshish for shitas Rashi. In other words, that is not the Rush. The Beis Yosef would fully agree that the Rush himself would not aser kulo chometz. We can't say that because the Rush said that by chometz, in the case of the achbar, it only becomes aser if it's there for 24 hours. But halacha, lehalacha, we're going to pask in that way. Why? Because we are choshesh for shita shrashi. So that's what happens if you combine the two tshuvos, and that would explain the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Now we still have a problem though, which is in Simon Kuf Dalet he was Mekel, right? So how would you explain that? So there are different answers in the Achronim. The Tzvila Tzadik, which at least in my Shulchan Aruch can be found in the back, but I think in many of the fancier Shulchan Aruchs is on the bottom. The Tzvila Tzadik says that you have to say that there's an additional suffix, so he's Mekel, because we're not even sure if it's Nosin Tam L'Shvach or Lefgam. Bring back that suffix that the Shach said isn't a suffix, and we'll make that into a Sfeik Sveika. So therefore, in the case of the mouse in the vinegar, even the Beis Yosef is willing to be Mekel, because first of all, many opinions hold that there's nothing special about vinegar. The Od, even if there is something special about vinegar, maybe mice are not nosein tam l'shvach, and therefore, in that case, the Beis Yosef is willing to be Mekel, at least for chometz. Do we accept all this? All right, I guess before we get to the halach lemaisa, let me go back to the
questions. I was
going to
ask, if we're willing to accept two different types of kavash, why wouldn't we accept the third one? And just
what's the third one?
The 3 days of yayin.
We're machmir, we're not mekel. We're machmir for the mitzvah, so anytime it's not sharp for 24 hours, it's going to be aser. And we're also machmir that there's the expedited kavash for chometz or tzir that happens b'chdei she'yalel or v'yartiach.
I meant a lot, logical question. Just the Shulchan Aruch is not just a summary of the Beis Yosef. He's also telling you something that he's written somewhere else, and you should. He doesn't say explicitly this sheet in the Beis Yosef. I'm just.
Yeah. So know. What? Well. So the Avkas Rochel is explaining his psak in the Shulchan Aruch. So what he's explaining is that you can't. The explanation. It's not always obvious how he comes to the Hachra'a that he does in the Shulchan Aruch. In this case, you have to know the Cheshbon of the Avkas Rochel if you're going to understand it. And oftentimes you'll see that. Meaning to say, sometimes, many times, the Hachra, the Beis Yosef is simple, like you follow the Rov, but in cases like this, it's not at all clear how you're going to paskin.
He doesn't even mention the Shita of Rashi. He doesn't say the Shir of Rashi's man.
He doesn't. That's true.
So he's just bringing out a new...
Yeah. So no, in other words, that I think you're bringing out an important point, which is that that there are what you see from this Tshuvas Avkas Rochel is that in the Achraos of the Shulchan Aruch, there are cheshbonos that you don't always see spelled out from the Beis Yosef. Absolutely correct. You'll also find other times that there the Avkas Rochel is so sere what he says in the Shulchan Aruch, and I think the pshat is not as a stira, but I think the pshat is that when the Beis Yosef was writing in Avkas Rochel, that was sort of more of his own chidushim, whereas the psakim of the Shulchan Aruch, like we mentioned in his hakdama to the Shulchan Aruch, where he writes that I'm just going to like follow the rules, I'm not going to think too much, we're not smart enough to think anymore, and in the Avkas Rochel, he's sort of playing the role of a more classical posek, where he makes all sorts of cheshbonos. And that makes a lot of sense that he would do that. And it also highlights the point that maybe you're not always supposed to just look at the Shulchan Aruch and Paskin and as though that's the only bottom line halacha. But anyway, this is a broader topic. No, I don't know if it's a steer to anything. Something to think about, but it's a meta topic, and we don't have time for meta topics because we have 4 minutes left and we have a lot more to do. So how do we paskin? So the Shach writes, even though very mistaber to be machalik between chometz and tzir, that this halacha only applies to tzir because of the resichos, because meliach rekoseach. But the shach says that, and therefore, I guess, bottom line is the shach comes out lakula, that when it comes to chometz, we're makel up to me'es leis. The Magen Avraham, Taf Mem Zayin Chaf Ches, says you shouldn't be makel like the shach, because the Gemara is always mashva chometz to tzir. But you can be mechalik between strong chometz and weak chometz. So strong chometz dino ketzir, and it would be aser kadesh yala or yatiach, but weak chometz, then you could be mekel. And that's what we're talking about in Simen Kuf Dalet. It's talking about weak chometz. That's the resolution to the steer in a Shulchan Aruch. And the Chachmas Adam also paskins like this Magen Avraham. And also more or less the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan also adds that our chometz is not so strong. So therefore there's makom to be mekel. On the other hand, the Mishnah Brura is seems to paskin like the shach, that chometz needs meis leis. So I'll tell you, it's a kula, yeah, yeah. Now, so here's a practical shaila somebody asked. So somebody's making corn salad. So with onions, right? Corn.
Corn salad.
Like, take some corn, you put it in a bowl. Now, then you take onions and you add it to that bowl. The onions were cut up in a fleishik knife. Then you pour some vinegar to be the dressing for your corn salad. Great. Problem is that you put it in a parv salad bowl because, you know, we want to keep our salad bowls parv. Okay, so now what's the halacha? Does my salad bowl become fleishiks through the onions? Right? What do you say?
this is laugh for laugh.
I told you the situation. I take corn. I take onions. I pour in vinegar. Mix them up. They're sitting in my salad bowl. My salad bowl isn't part of any longer. They're there for an hour. This is vinegar. I can't drink the vinegar.
I know, it has to be an onion.
So that's enough?
The onion is not, it doesn't have to be, the onion, the rachar part of the onion is not relevant to it.
Well, otherwise, how would the onion become fleishik if it's not done
right?
Well, that's the point. Yes, substitute chicken for onions. But fine.
Much better salad.
Okay. So, well, actually, it raises an interesting point in terms of not bar not. Okay, you're right. So let's substitute onions for chicken. That happened to be the question that was asked. But let's take out the onions and we'll switch it to chicken. So you have corn, chicken, vinegar in a parv bowl for a half hour, more than the shear of Kadesh Yala or Yartiyah.
Kasha Kalosh vinegar, that's just one for...
Well, could you, the vinegar, when I poured it in, I couldn't like drink the vinegar. You try downing a cup of vinegar?
Yeah, but you can't drink it. You're not pickling stuff in this vinegar.
Anyway, okay, so you're saying you have the shach to be mekelon. If you don't like the shach, it's mutter, right? And you have the Aruch HaShulchan to be mekelon. And maybe the mechaber would be machmir, but you could be toe-face the Mekilim. Yeah? Okay, I think there's you can make that argument. It's not a bad case. Good. Let's say you take a fork.
Why can you rely on just...
Rabbi's saying that that in this case we have the Magen Avraham and the Shach to be lenient, to be so mechan. And we could add in, right, Yoni Svar, that
Magen
this
Avraham
is...
Machma,
no, but Shvach vinegar. So this is, by the time it gets mixed in into salad dressing, it's certainly shvach of vinegar. And the Aruch HaShulchan said, all of our vinegars are shvach. Okay, let's say the following, Shaila. That just like, it would only be when it's the equivalent to Eino Nechal Machmas Milcho. Now, let's say I stick my fork, my fleishik fork, into my pickle jar to take out a pickle. Okay? And let's assume for a moment that I left it in. I served it that way with the fork and the pickle jar. So now, no, in other words, like I put it out. I'm a bacher. I don't like put it into a bowl. So I'm having my bachrim over. So should is, you know. So I put out a jar of pickles. I stick a fork into the pickle jar for people to take. And it's there. It's a long shalashuddas, half hour. Okay, and now I want to know whether I could eat those pickles in a milchig meal. Let's assume for a moment the fork was a fleishig ben yomo.
That gets the number.
Okay, good.
Right, because the pickle.
So we're going to have to talk about whether we, for Davar Charif, does it go down? It's a very good question. We're not going to do that now. Uh-huh. Right? Not going to do that now. But you're right. Lamaisa, though, we would be machmir if you stab the pickle with a fork and then it falls back in and gets lost with the other pickles. You can't tell which one has holes in it. You probably shouldn't eat that pickle with milchiks because the pickle might be Davar Charif. But let's assume in this case where you didn't stab any pickles, you just left the fork in there and any pickles that were stabbed, they got out. They didn't lose any in the process. So you're saying that what? We have the same coolest to be makel on, right? It's a shvach of vinegar, right? It's, anyway, it's not 100% vinegar, it's just some vinegar. And plus, certainly according to the shach.
Then you want to drink.
Is there shishin?
And then here we have not barnat, there's even more room to be makel.
Is there shishin in the.
Possibly not barnat.
Can I get the blias and the.
Okay, that's a good question. You might have shishim, can I get the blias fork? You might not. Not dafka. But you might.
Then even if you don't puncture the pickle, you probably because the rotev is going to get.
Oh, that's the point. In other words, rotev is where the vinegar is.
Your fork is ben yomo?
Let's say your fork's ben yomo.
I'm saying Rebbe was said that you should be choshet if you lose the pickle.
Oh, if you're choshet, that doesn't help. If you lose the pickle, so then you might have you lose the pickle unless you say it's. But let's leave aside losing the pickle. We'll talk about losing the pickle when we do Davar Charif. Knife, shilas. But let's say you didn't lose the pickle, so you have the same stadim lahakel that we said for the corn salad, right?
Right.
Okay. Except here you might have more nap or not. There used to be. See, we're gonna see when we do come. Okay, we're gonna have hundreds of shilas. Think about. It. Used to be that people, how would they clean their lettuce for Pesach? Vinegar. Soak it in vinegar. I know that's why my grandmother used to do it. So that's how you get to clean the romaine lettuce. So they raise a shayla. How is it mutter to do that?
The bugs.
Well, okay, no, you get rid of the bugs. No, I have a better problem. I don't worry about the bugs. The vinegar gets rid of the bugs. No! It should be kavush. Marer kavush is usser. Right? You're not yotzei your mitzvah. We once had a guest at the Seder who showed up. He's very proud of himself. He brought a bottle of white pickled horseradish. And he said, I don't use the romaine lettuce, that's for babies. I am machmir to use like horseradish from a jar. And he said, like, not the sweet one, the red kind that's full of beets. No, the stark kind, the white horseradish in the bar. So that's a problem. Miyamecha lo yatza, he was never yotzei the mitzvah marer. Okay, no. So I told him, it's still better to have the romaine also. You know, afterwards you could have as much horseradish as you want with your gefilte fish. Anyway. But lamaisa, but if I soak my romaine lettuce in vinegar, then it's kavush. I'm not yotzei my mitzvah of maror. Whoa. Shlomo Zalman asked the question. And that might happen immediately, even if you don't soak it in there for 18 minutes, because it's kedei klipat as is miyad, according to Shulchan Aruch. Right? Yeah, but the rush is only machmir by tzir. So according to the shach, it would be okay. Maybe according to Shulchan Aruch, there's makom lahakel, because maybe this din doesn't apply bichdei klipa. Lemaisa, the body of Shulchan talks about. He says maybe the shear of the pri chadash. The pri chadash says that there's no basis to aser immediately for like the gra basically. For tzir, for chomei, it's only for tzir. Again, an issue. Anyway, it's an issue. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach gives it stadim lahakel.
Is kedei klipa an issue here?
If it is mamish,
if it's kavush kedei klipa, that's a problem.
Well, if you think that. So that's why, you know, many poskim are meko. That in other words, even if kaz blios bichtei klipa, but there's no din of kavush until it's there kadesh yalo or v'artiach. So as long as you wash it off, you're saying that it doesn't taste like mar anymore.
I'm saying there's a chatzitza of that klipa around the whole thing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. In other words, the din of klipa means there's blios bichtei klipa, but the din of kavush, it's only mara that's kavush that's a problem, and there's zero kavush until it's der kadesh yalo or v'artiach.
This klipa is mamish the whole...
The klipa is the whole romaine lettuce, yeah. The klipa on both sides, there's not much left in the middle. yeah. Well, you know, if you want to stop doing that. But don't yell at your grandmother. Okay. Something to think about. All right. There's one or two more things I want to talk about for Sif Aleph, but I guess we'll stop here for now. And we'll briefly do those one or two things for Sif Aleph on Wednesday, Bezras Hashem, including the discussion of Safek Kavosh, Shav Shmaitza, all that fun stuff. But make sure that you guys have gone on, because I gave you quite a hefty load in terms of other things to look at. Now, one of the problems with Simen Kuf Hei is that it relates to Kuf, you know, Tzadi Aleph and Tzadi Hei, and you sort of are all over the place. And there's not much to do about that. And like waiting to Tzadi Aleph won't help either. So we're going to do a number of other things. Since I think the Iker is really Kuf Hei, but the things that come up also in other places like Tzadi Aleph and the like, we're going to do them here now. That's one of the reasons why Kuf Hei is going to be so big. In other words, a lot of the topics that come up in Hilchos Basul Chalav and Simen Tzadi Aleph and other places, we're going to do now in Simen Kuf Hei. So I will, B'li Neder, try to give you Mar Makomos to tell you where to look, but also generally speaking, the Nosei Kelim tell you where to look. Like you'll see, the shachs and the tazes are always going to tell you to look over here and look over there and look everywhere else. You know, mitzvah l'shmol l'divrei chachamim. And if the shach tells you to look back at Tzadi Aleph, so it's a mitzvah to look. It is unfortunately, this simon will be a little less focused. We'll have to be looking elsewhere. I don't see any other solution to the problem. So I'm sorry if that makes things confusing.